Been reading in verse number 8 tonight, and as we come tonight, we talked Sunday morning about murmuring. There was a murmuring amongst them there, and tonight I just want to come back, and I want to say this, that where there's murmuring, it has to be took care of if we're going to make an impact for Jesus. If we're going to make an impact for Jesus, it has to be, and the only way you'll make an impact for Jesus is if you're on full. F-U-L-L, full. Only if you're on full. You know, you won't go very far if you're on E. I always kid Kaylee all the time. She loves getting my debit card. She'll get that thing. I'll say, "You got a debit card? Fill up your card." She said, "Uh-uh, Daddy, I want your debit card." She said, "Every time I swipe my card, my money goes lower." And I'm thinking, that's my money. It's on that card anyway. So it don't make a difference. But anyway, she wants my card. And I'll go out there, I'll look in her car, and she'll have about an eighth of a tank. And I always tell her, I kid with her, I say, "I can go to Tupelo and back two or three times on that eighth of a tank." And she'll say, "Daddy, there's no way you can go to Tupelo two or three times on an eighth of a tank." Well, that's the same way in our Christian life tonight. If you're only running about an eighth of a tank or a quarter of a tank, you're going to find yourself run out on the side of the road. You're going to find yourself run out when you need to be going a little bit further. You're going to find yourself running out when somebody just needs you to pray just one more time. You're going to find yourself running out when somebody needs you to step up and help them. You're going to find yourself running on empty if you're not on full. You say, "Preacher, I fill up when I want to. I fill up when I got to. I fill up." Then you ain't always just that easy to fill up. It ain't always that easy to fill up because it costs us to fill up. Acts chapter number 6 and verse number 8. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Only on full. The Bible says tonight, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and the Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you and I thank you. I thank you tonight that we don't have to run on empty, but we can run on full. Father, I thank you tonight that you've saved our soul from a devil's hell. And Lord, I pray tonight, if I'm talking to somebody tonight that might be running a little bit on empty, I pray they get filled up tonight. Lord, I pray they get filled up to walk out in this lost and dying world and tell somebody that Jesus saves. Father, I know the world don't always want to hear that. It ain't always popular, but it always is needful tonight to let somebody know that you're on the throne and you're here to save. And Father God, you've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, I ask tonight that you watch over these folk that's here tonight. Bless the ones that come. Bless the ones that couldn't come tonight, Father. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight and we look at impact for Jesus, only on full, we see tonight when the apostles, they took care of the murmuring problem. They were murmuring because the widows was left unattended and they weren't being took care of and they weren't getting what they need. But they took care of that. They chose them out 7 men to help with that problem inside the local body. They chose them 7 men and they pulled them out and they chose them and they said, "We want you to help us and we want you to come alongside of us and help us." It truly made a great impact for Jesus and the ministry when they got the murmuring took care of. I say to you tonight that a local body church that ain't on full, hey, there'll be murmuring in that local body church. There'll be complaining in that local body church. But I thank God tonight when he calls men and women out in the local body, and he uses us for a specific task, and he knows what he's going to get done. Can I get amen? And tonight I want to look at this. There was one man out of them 7's name that stuck out in this text. It stuck out and his name was Stephen. And how did he make such an impact for Jesus? How did Stephen make such an impact for Jesus? Tonight, how are you going to make an impact for Jesus? How will I make an impact for Jesus? The only way that I'm going to make an impact for Jesus is, number one, tonight I must be full. And I want to look tonight at 4 things that Stephen was full of tonight, and it'll be up to you if you get full of these 4 things. And tonight I'd ask you to take an assessment of yourself and to see where you're walking with these 4 things in your life, and to be filled with these 4 things. There may be some things that you have to let go. There may be some entertainment that you do that you may have to let go. There may be some fun things that you do that you may have to let go. There may be some friends that you hang with that you may have to let go. And tonight I want you to know, to be full tonight is one of the greatest things in a believer's life tonight is to be running on full of what God has called us to do. Number one, if you'll look with me tonight in verse number 8, number one, Stephen was full of faith tonight. He was full of faith tonight. Look at this tonight in verse number 8, and the Bible says, and Stephen, full of faith and power. Look at this tonight. He was full of faith. That's what he was tonight. Stephen was full of that faith tonight. He believed that God could, and he believed that God would. Hey, tonight, you know what faith is? Faith is when you ain't seen it, but you believe it. You believe that God's going to move. You believe that God's going to do. And here, oh, Stephen, he comes, and he's going to be one great man in the Word of God that we'll look at. He is the one that takes the Apostle Peter, and he takes the Apostle Paul, and he joins these two men together. He's going to be the man that comes right in the middle. He didn't live a long life, but I say this, he lived a life that was full of Jesus. And the life that he lived before he was martyred was all about Jesus. And tonight he was full of faith. And I want to show you tonight three things when you're full of that faith tonight, what are to do? Number one tonight, if you'll turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 6, you say, preacher, is it important to have faith tonight? Is it important to have that kind of faith tonight that moves mountains? Is it important for me to have that kind of faith and believe? I want you to know tonight, without faith, you cannot please God. Tonight, number one, faith pleases God. If you want to please God in your life and you want to say, God, I want to do what you've called me to do, you have faith when he asks you to do something and you do what he tells you to do. You say, preacher, I don't see it. I don't know it. It don't matter if I see it or not. If God's told me to do it, I must do it. Look what he says tonight in Hebrews 11 in verse number 6. Stephen was full of faith and faith pleases God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Who is him tonight? It is God tonight to have that faith. You say, well, I don't see it come to pass. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to work out. Tonight, if faith is his, you don't know how it's going to work. You don't know when it's going to work. You don't know how in the world it can work. But tonight, I got faith that God's going to make it work. Can I get a witness? He says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, if you're going to come to God and you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and you're going to walk that walk of Christianity, and you're going to do what God's called you to do, there's going to be times in your life you're going to have to step out in faith. When it looks impossible, you're going to have to stay up. When it looks like it can't work, you're going to have to stay up. Hey, when the sea ain't been parted yet, you're going to have to stay up. Hey, when the lions are attacking you, you're going to have to stay up. Hey, when the fire's getting hot, you're going to have to stay up. And what Stephen did, he was full of faith. And it says, he that cometh to God must come to God by faith. And I love this tonight. He says this, he must believe that he is and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And tonight, Stephen was full of faith. Number one, faith pleases God. Stay in the book of Hebrews. I want to show you this tonight. Number one, faith pleases God. But number two, faith produces a good report in your life. Oh, Stephen, when he came there, it said that he was full of faith. He was full of that faith. He didn't see things moving, but he believed it anyway. Tonight, as your pastor, there's times in my life I don't see God moving always, but I know he's moving. And I know he's taking care of things. Sister Keela, I don't always believe it, but I know when the Bible says, if there's one sick among you, let them call for the elders, let them anoint him, and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you can stand in here tonight, and you can say that healing's come to your body, and it's came by the faith that you have in Jesus Christ. Brother Eric, tonight, you can stand there and say the same thing. And Brother Joey Barnes, you can sit there and you can say the same thing. I could go around this room tonight, and there's people without faith, you'd be a failure. But I want you to know tonight, when you put your faith in God, no longer you're a failure, but you're forgiven and you're walking that walk that God's called you to walk. He said that faith pleases God, but in Hebrews 11:2, faith produces a good report in a believer's life. You can't always walk by what you see. You can't always walk by what you see. You got to have a little faith. You got to have a little faith in what and to please God and do what he's called you to do. Look at verse number 2 of Hebrews 11. Stephen was full of faith because, number one, faith pleases God. But number two, faith produces a good report. A good report, faith produces that tonight. Look what it says in verse number 2. For by it the elders. You know what Stephen was? He was an elder. He was an elder. I'd say we need some elders in this church to start walking by faith. Huh? Deacon body, preacher, People in the pews. You've been saved anytime. You ought to be graduated up to that place. You're an elder. Hey, you're walking by faith. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to walk. I don't know when it's going to work, but we're going to walk. We're going to do what God's called us to do. For by it the elders obtained a good report. You know what, tonight when I read that, I understand tonight there's not only a good report, but there can be a bad report. But tonight, I want you to know your faith that you have, you being full of that faith tonight, it pleases God and it produces a good report to everybody that watches. Everybody that's around, it produces a good report. As we went this week and witnessed and talked to Brother Austin's sister, and we was telling her, and there she is, and has a problem there in her life. You know what we did? We got sharing our faith in God and what God's done in this local body. I shared with Brother Eric the story about his life with her. I shared about my wife and little Ryder, how they was in the hospital and about lost both of them. I shared them things. You said, preacher, what got them through? Just because you're a preacher, you listen to me this afternoon. God don't move on my life because I'm a preacher. He moves on my life because I'm a man of God and I live by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Don't you ever think you got to be something? All you got to do is know that Jesus Christ is your Savior and He is the one that bled and died for you. And that faith saying, God, I don't know how, but I know you're going to move this mountain, and I want you to know it'll produce a good report in your life. I would hate to know that I went and to witness to somebody and talk to somebody and had no life application stories of God healing anybody. I'd hate to know I went to the hospital and prayed for somebody and gonna lay hands on it, and I had no proof. Whoa, glory! I had no proof, Brother Lee, that he ever touches. Look at Brother Lee sitting over there shaking his head. He know he's been touched. I'd hate to know. Whoa, would you believe that if you went and they said, what's a success story? Tell me a success story. And you say, well, I ain't never seen him do nothing. Boy, you got some faith. Well, I ain't never seen him move. I've never experienced nothing. I didn't watch Stephen said. Stephen was full of faith, and he said, I want you to know, even if he don't move, I believe it anyway. I believe he can move. I believe he will move, and I believe he still moves amongst us today. Number one, faith pleases God. Number two, faith produces a good report. And number three, in Hebrews 11:3, faith proves understanding in your life, that you understand God and He is the one that's in control. I love this. Through faith, here it is, through faith. You can have all the knowledge in the world. You have all the knowledge in the world, and if you don't have understanding what faith does in your life, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss what faith does. Faith is when you don't think it's going to happen, but it happens anyway. God just steps in. Look what He says. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. What? The world, by the Word of God. He spoke it. He said, let there be light. He spoke it. Do you think if He can't, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Full, on full. Do you not think tonight, and I know I'm talking to the core tonight, but do you not think if God can speak and say, let there be light, He can speak to your little problem. He can speak to my little problem. He can speak to what I got going on. What I got going on ain't nothing compared to when He said, let there be light, and there was light. Folks, I want you to know we have the greatest light there ever is, and that is Jesus Christ living inside of us through the power of the Holy Ghost. And by faith, when we put that, activate that, and get that to working, it does something in your life. I can't explain what it does, but when you go by faith and you pray and you ask God to move and you let Him move in your life, that faith, it'll produce things in your life. One, it'll produce a good report. Number two, it'll please God, and you'll get an understanding. When you start praying, I don't know how it's going to work, but God, I know You're going to work it. He said that Stephen was on full, and he was full of faith. Look at this, if you will, with me. If faith is believing without seeing, what's going to happen? You believe. He believed that Jesus Christ was who He said He was. And he said, I'm going to be a follower. They chose Him out. He was full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. He said they laid their hands on Him. But listen to this. He said, go choose you seven men full of the Holy Ghost, full of faith, full of wisdom, full of the Holy Ghost. So they went and they chose out Stephen and these other six men. And I love this part, Brother Eric. I love this. And when they came to them, he said they gathered them and laid hands on them. Did they receive the Holy Ghost when they laid hands on them? No. They done had it. Boy, somebody should have had a fit right there. I'm talking about a fit. They done said, go find you a man that's full of the Holy Ghost. You go find him and lay your hands on him. Friends, listen to me. This man was already walking it, already doing what God called him to do. He was living by faith. He was walking by faith. And somebody seen it in his life. I ask you this afternoon, can somebody see you walking by faith? Can they see you walking even when you don't think you can walk and even when you don't think you can do? Are you still walking by faith when it don't look right? When it don't look like it's going to add up, you walk by that faith. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is real. And if you'll turn with me to Acts chapter number 7, when he was getting stoned and he was getting persecuted, you know who who he's seen? He's seen Jesus. That's who he's seen. Whoa, glory to God. I love this so much. Man, I love this. Look at this, if you will. I can't help but get excited. I'm sorry. Boy, I've seen faith too much, ain't you, baby? Let me tell you, me and this woman, we live by faith. There's times she looked at me and she said, are you sure? I'm like, I don't know. That's like when I share somebody that Jesus with somebody. If it works, it's on him. If it don't work, it's on him. When the healing comes, it's on. If it works, it's on him. It ain't on him. I'm doing what the Bible says by faith. Well, I don't want sharing. They may not like, but who cares if they like you or not? I may not walk by that faith. Who cares? You're not sharing you. You're not inviting them to come to you or get on your board or get on board with you. You're inviting them to get on board with Jesus. Well, I go with on that van picking up them kids. And there's one little boy left at the end. And I got out. And man, I hate getting out of a, oh my goodness, I hate dogs. You hear me? I mean, I like dogs, but I hate biting dogs. I thought, man, what about if it's a dog? I didn't tell you all that, though. But I had to walk by faith. There I had Brother Jerry and Brother Austin on that van, you know. And they're sitting up there. And when I got out, Brother Roy, I thought, oh, Lord, maybe there ain't a dog up here at this apartment. And I got walking up, and it was dark, and I couldn't see. And this one little girl said, hey, up there with that man sitting on that porch. I thought, I ain't even seen a man sitting on a porch. I'm looking. And when I get about halfway up there, he said, what's going on, preacher? I said, I don't know who this is, but he sure knows me. And by faith, I stuck my hand out. And when I stuck my hand out, I knew exactly who he was. Folks, tonight, I want you to know, you got to walk by faith sometimes. I didn't even know nobody sitting on the porch. I didn't know who it was. I didn't know what was going on. But I knew when I walked up there, they said, that kid's in that apartment. He was in the one next door. But listen to me. When you get out of that place, you just be who you are, full of Jesus. Don't you try to be somebody else, because I want you to know it'll show up and it'll stink. But you be who you are, full of Jesus and full of faith. Here's what he said tonight. I want to share with you. Only on full will you get results. Look at this tonight. Acts chapter number 7. And verse number 55 says, but he, being Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, not halfway full, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus. He saw Jesus. That same Jesus is still there. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Look what he says. Looked up steadfastly into heaven. He believed he was there. And when the time come, he was there. And saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Any problem you're going through, I got good news. Have faith that he's still standing on the right hand of God. He says, number one, Stephen, let me go back to the text, was full of faith. In verse number 8 and verse number 5 of the text, he was full of faith. But number two tonight, Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. Not only was he full of faith, but he was full of the Holy Ghost. He was full of faith in what God had called him to do in his life, but he was full of the Holy Ghost. Look in verse number 5 of chapter number 6. I want to show you this tonight. Not only was he full of faith, but he was full of the Holy Ghost. And the saying pleased a multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. That's who they chose. Listen to me tonight. Holy Ghost ain't only for the Pentecostal church. If you say, oh, only the you're in trouble. Well, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost where you're lost. Except the Spirit draw, a man cannot be saved. You say, well, I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit didn't draw me where you're still lost. You need to be saved. You're judging me. I ain't judging nobody. I'm telling you what the Bible says. A man, a woman, boy, or girl cannot be saved unless the Spirit of God draws them unto salvation. That Spirit draweth. That Spirit draweth. That same Spirit that draws, it divides. That same Spirit that draws that individual. And tonight he said that he was full. If you're saved tonight, you have the Holy Ghost living inside of you, and you must be full of that Holy Ghost tonight and let that Holy Ghost have its power and its way in your life. You live by faith. You're full of faith and you're full of the Holy Ghost. You love what you do in Christ Jesus. You love being a Christian. It's not a bore because somebody lives inside of you. Look in verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. You know what the Holy Ghost will do when he lives inside of you? Number one, he will lead. You'll be led by the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost lives inside of you, he'll do the leading in your life. Let me give you what the Holy Ghost, when he lives inside of you, will not be inside of you. Number one tonight, I see that in the text when he said that he was full of faith and power in the Holy Ghost. Number one, I see when the Holy Ghost has the lead of your life, there'll be no pride in your life. There'll be no pride. There'll be no selfishness in your life. And I understood this too. When the Holy Ghost has got complete full control of your life, there'll be no sinfulness in your life. Huh? Well, now, preacher, I'm a sinner. I sin every day. Every minute I sin. Well, you got major problems. If you're sinning every minute, you've got major problems. You done got something done turned loose and went crazy. Now, I hear preachers all the time saying, hey, I'm just a sinner saved by grace, and I don't have nothing wrong with that. I have no problem with that. That's true. That's true. But if you're sinning every second, every minute of your life, you got problems. If all you do is sinning everywhere you go and everything you do as a Christian, you got problems. Yeah, there are going to be times we're going to slip up and not do what we're supposed to do and find ourselves in a state where we're not doing what we're supposed to do, and we do ask for forgiveness, and we do. But there ought to be times that we're going to be sinning all the time. There ought to be some good days. Can I get amen? There ought to be some good days. I had a man, no, I ain't going to go there. But it will not be sinning every day. My wife told me before I come to church, some things you just keep your mouth shut about. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep my mouth shut about something. But we should not be sinning every day of our life. There should be some good days. There should be some days that we're on the mountaintops and we don't let the devil get that advantage on us, and we stay on that mountaintop. We're full of that Holy Ghost. There will not be that sinfulness in our life every day. What if I told you every day of my life as your pastor, all I'd done was sin from the time I got up to the time I went to bed? Boy, you'd be thinking, what kind of man is he? I look around this room tonight and I see people that don't sin from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. Yeah, they may have some days that's not as good as others. Listen to me tonight. There ought to be some days. There ought to be some hours. There ought to be some good days. None of that's in there. There ought to be some days. I look at Brother Eric and he's grinning back there. Mission trips. I don't know how much I do there, but not a whole lot, man. I ain't got much time to do a whole lot. They work me to death, put me to bed, wake me up again, you know? You don't have much time. So what I'm trying to say is when the Holy Ghost has got full control of your life, you ain't walking around in old sinful habits every day of your life. When the Holy Ghost, when you're full of that faith and full of that Holy Ghost, you're not walking around in that constantly. There's been a change. You go through a revival at a church and you get away from that stuff. You get away from the world. You get away from the cares of the world. When we go on a mission trip for about 8 days or 7 or 8 days, we don't have no TV. We don't have none of them things. We're away from the things of this world and we draw closer to Christ. The more you push the world back, the closer you get to that word and closer to what Christ has called you to do. You know what Stephen did? He was full of faith, but he was full of the Holy Ghost. And he knew what that Holy Spirit would do in his life. Look with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 18 tonight. I want to show you this tonight. And I just want to be as transparent with you as I can be tonight. I believe that, yes, we do sin, but we should not be sinning every minute of our life. Man, he's lived inside of us, the Holy Ghost. And if you're doing that, you're miserable. You're miserable if you're doing that. Ephesians 5:18 tonight, when Stephen was full of faith, but he's full of the Holy Ghost. I want you to look at this tonight in Ephesians 5:18. The Bible says that when that Holy Ghost takes control of your life, here's what happens. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. But be filled with that Holy Spirit of God. Be filled with that Spirit like never before. I see tonight, number one, Stephen's full of faith. He's full of the Holy Ghost. But when we go back to the text, if you'll look with me tonight, Stephen was full of the power. He was full of the power of God. Look what he says tonight in the text. I love this. He was not only full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, but he's full of power. Tonight, I say this as we go back in verse number 8. I'm going to stay on Stephen right here. I want to stop. I want to slow down. I want to give you this. How you know when somebody's full of power tonight? How do you know that power that's on that person? Here's what he says. And Stephen, full of faith and power, what did he do? He did great wonders and miracles among the people. He did great wonders and miracles among the people. Can I say to you tonight, when Stephen was full of that power, his speech had power when he opened his mouth. His speech had power when he opened his mouth. He wouldn't just had a loose tongue talking everything. When he opened his mouth, you knew he meant business. You knew it when he talked. His speech had power. It was unresistible, and it was undeniable tonight. When the Holy Spirit shows up, number one, it'll be undeniable. You'll know when he's there, and it'll be unresistible. His speech not only had power, but his speech had purpose. When he opened his mouth and he spoke, they knew that they was in the power of Almighty God. They knew God was in the house, and they knew things was fixing to change. If you'll look with me down to verse 15 of the text, I'll show you this. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, who's they looking at? They're looking at Stephen. Saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. There was something about him. Can I say to you tonight, not only his speech had power and his speech had purpose, but there was great wonders and great miracles did when he opened his mouth. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. We'll look at verse 4 and 5 tonight. 1 Corinthians tonight. Turn with me there if you will. 1 Corinthians tonight, chapter number 2. Being full of the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost. Full of faith. Full of the Holy Ghost and full of that power tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Verse number 4 and verse number 5. Here's what Paul said. I told you when we started, Stephen's going to take Peter and he's going to take Paul. He's the man right in the middle. Them two men are fixing to come on board together because a man named Stephen there, God put in his path. Look with me in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 4 and 5. Hear what Paul said. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. He said, when I preached, it wasn't no beautiful words, but it was in the demonstration of the power. Was it broken last one night? Let me make sure I'm good. Yeah, we good. Was it broken last one night? And man, I'll tell you what, the Spirit of God was moving in that place, and it was really doing what God had called it to do that night. And David Whitaker was there with us, and Brother Tony, and there was some more men of God there. And there was this guy back there, and he probably wasn't this tall from the ground, this tall. He wasn't very tall at all. And he had his hands up, and if you could pour water over him, it wouldn't soak him no more, and it was dripping off his elbows. And the service was over, and we done had altar call, and the service was over, and Brother David was going to go over there, and I don't know what he's going to do, talk to him or pray with him, lay hands on him or something, but that guy was full of, he had a demon on him, a demonic spirit. And when he went over there where he was, that man grabbed Brother David and had him by the neck. Brother David's about six, felt like this, when you 5'8", 6 foot tall. I don't know how tall Brother David is, but he's tall. He had him by the neck, and he was squeezing on him. That little old fella had him squeezed up. And we got him down in that altar, and man, you could tell something bad was going on. And we got him down in that altar, that man down in that altar, and we got to praying on him, laying the word on him, asking God to move. Brother Eric, was you there that night? Brother Eric wasn't there that night. And we got asking God to move, and I'm telling you, begging God to move on that young man. And every time we'd pray for him, and we'd just speak scripture on him, he'd rear up real bad. He'd rear up real bad. And when he'd roll up, he'd about throw you off. And there was about five grown men on him. I'm talking about pretty strong grown men. And every time he'd roll with that spirit, he'd just about throw you off of him. That evil spirit is just as strong. It wants you to believe it's as strong as the Holy Spirit, but it's not. Listen to me, it's not. You say, well, I don't believe in that. Well, you've never been nowhere where that is. So that's why I'm telling you not, don't be full of baloney. You better be full if you call yourself a Christian. You better get filled up if you're a Christian, because things like this happen. And that man, he'd roll. And when he'd roll, man, I'm going to about buck everybody off. And about halfway through that thing, he started growling and started just, I mean, it just went crazy. And he just went limp in that altar, limp. And stuff just started coming out. And we went up and we got Brother Tommy and we told him, said, listen, this man, you need to get with him. You need to take care of him. You need to watch over him. And they put him in a room for about 30 days and played Christian music. He just laid there about lifeless. That had come out of him. And ever since then, I thought, what if we went in that night on an eighth of a tank? What if we'd have went in that night on a quarter of a tank? What if we'd have went in that night on a half a tank? But that night we went in full of faith, believing what we've been taught in the Word of God, how to handle situations like that. Number two, we went in full of the Holy Ghost. And number three, we went in the power of God. And when we left that place, we was not the victims, we was the victors. In the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in a lot of our lives, the reason we end up as the victims is because we ain't full. We're running half, quarter, but we ain't running on full. Heard an old preacher say one time, you know, the Bible says I'd rather have you either cold or hot. Don't be lukewarm. And he said, I want you to do a thermometer, and you've heard me say this many times, and I ask you tonight, how full are you? How hot are you? And you say, if I say one, they're going to think, oh, man, what kind of Christian am I? If I say 10, they're going to think, man, I'm a whatever. So I tell you what I do, I'm about a 5 or 6. You know what a 5 or 6 is? Lukewarm. He said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. We not want you lukewarm. Tonight, I want you to know we must go in the power of God. Tonight, he said, I went, Paul says, I go in the power of God. I don't know all that I need to know, but I know this. I know who to call on when I need help. And his name's Jesus. His name's Jesus. The last thing I want to show you tonight is being full and not on empty tonight. To make an impact for Jesus, you must be full. Number one, he was full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power. And the third thing, he was full of wisdom. You can be full of the Holy Ghost. You can be full of power. You can be full of, but if you got to have wisdom and know how to use it, what God's given you tonight. Look what he says in the text here as we get on down. Look what he says in verse number 10. Verse number 10 of the text. And they were not able to resist the wisdom. The wisdom. They was not able to resist the wisdom. The greatest teacher you'll ever have is the Holy Spirit. Well, I've never seen it done that way. Let him lead you. You got to make sure you're full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, and full of wisdom. Verse 10. And look what he says. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which he spake. Stephen was full of wisdom. He was chosen to serve, but he had to choose to be full. They chose him to serve, but he had to choose to be on full. Tonight, every one of us in this room has an opportunity to be full of the Holy Spirit tonight. Look with me, if you will, in Proverbs, and we'll be closing. Proverbs chapter number 22 tonight, and verse number 1. I want to show you this tonight. Proverbs 22:1. Proverbs 22:1, the Bible says. Stephen's name is mentioned a lot right here. Chapter 6 and chapter 7. He lived a long life, but he lived a full life. A good name, 22:1 Proverbs. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Stephen was full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the power of the Holy Ghost, and full of wisdom. Tonight I leave you with this. Tonight, what are you full of? What are you full of tonight? Full of hot air? Full of baloney? Full of the world? What are you full of tonight? If somebody needed you tomorrow to pray, and I mean they needed prayer, could they count on you? That you'd be full. You'd be ready to go to war. You'd be ready to do what God's called you to do. Tonight, my heart and my prayer is this, that I'll be full of what God's called me to do, and I'll be full, 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 full. I know what it is to be a pastor and running on an eighth of a tank. I know what it is to be a pastor running on a quarter of a tank. And I know what it is to be a pastor running on full tank. And tonight I like running with men that's on full. If they're on full and you're on full, they're not going to drain you. If you're running around with people and all they are is on empty, won't be long, you're going to be running on empty. You make sure you're running with people that's on full. And tonight I leave you with this. What are you full of tonight? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the very many blessings. I thank you for Stephen and who he was in the Bible. Father, how he was full. And Lord God, he didn't let things of this world get him down, but he just stayed full of what you've called him to do. He trusted you, Father. And Lord, he just spoke what you put on his heart. And when he spoke, they could not deny it. They could not resist it. They heard from you, Father. And Lord, I pray tonight as we go to our workplaces tomorrow and we go to our places, wherever you'd have us to go tomorrow, Father, I pray people see us on full. That we not be running on empty, but we're running on full. Father, I just love you and I thank you for this day. Lord, I pray for the prayer request that's been mentioned tonight. Lord, there's people hurting all over this room tonight, and there's people that needs a touch. Lord, I ask you to touch them. Lord, I thank you for the filling of the Holy Ghost tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight that whoever, under the sound of my voice tonight, knows they've been running on empty, I pray tonight they fill up before they leave. Lord, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. I tell you.